And on the wood carver's bench sat the largest toy of them all, a marionette the size of a small boy. Jiminy had just settled down to sleep beside a violin when he heard the sound of footsteps. The woodcock cutter, whose name was Geppetto, came downstairs to sit at his workbench. With a stroke of his paintbrush, he gave a smiling mouth to the marionette, the finishing touch. "There you are," Geppetto said, "all finished. And what a charming puppet you are. You shall be called Pinocchio." Jiminy watched as Geppetto lifted Pinocchio on his strings and made him dance across the floor. "Oh, if only you were a real boy, Pinocchio. We could be a real family," Geppetto said with a small, sad smile. Then something caught Geppetto's eye. Jiminy watched as Geppetto turned to the window, where he could see a bright star rising over the horizon. "Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight," said Geppetto. "I wish I may, I wish I might, have the wish I wish tonight. I wish that Pinocchio could be a real boy." Geppetto watched the star, then chuckled to himself, and placed the marionette back on his workbench before bidding his goldfish goodnight and carrying his pet cat back upstairs to bed. Now that the house had become quiet again, Jiminy closed his eyes to go to sleep. But as he did so, a strange feeling came over him. He opened his eyes to see the room filled with blue light, which shone through the window. It was at that moment that a blue fairy flew slowly through the window and came to rest on the floor beside the marionette. "Little puppet made of pine," said the fairy, "wake, the gift of life is thine." And with those words, the wooden puppet sat upright and rubbed his eyes. "I can move. I can talk," said Pinocchio. "Yes, if that's true," replied the fairy. "Geppetto has made so many people happy that his wish has been granted." "Am I a real boy?" Pinocchio asked. "No, you're not, Pinocchio. It's up to you to become a real boy. You will be a real boy when you have learned right from wrong and proven yourself to be brave, unselfish, and truthful." Dolly Parton.